Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It's Saturday, the 26th of January 2013, and welcome to a belated Wholesome Bites. Normally I record the Wholesome Bites on Fridays, but I was a little bit busy yesterday as I was working on some cakes for some special occasions. Not that they were commissions, they were just cakes that I decided to make for people that I decided would like some cake. First one is for, or was for, the Sideshow's 100th recording, which went out live on Dublin City FM yesterday afternoon at 3 o'clock. If you're on Audioboo, you'll find them under the channel for the Sod Show. And then the second one was for my aunt, and not only is she my aunt, but she's also my godmother. She's celebrating a special birthday this week. I don't want to disclose what age she is, but I did want to make something special that reflected her love of gardening, and quite frankly, I'm brutal at sugarcraft. So I figured rather than try and make her a flower pot, I figured I'd make a cake that would fit into a flower pot. And that was where the idea for some edible dirt came from. And you'll find the recipe for that over on the blog. Earlier on in the week, I got up on my high horse and had a bit of a rant about convenience food in Ireland and the perception of people who buy and eat convenience food in Ireland. And you'll find that on the blog as well. And in the middle of the week, then I did my no bake kitchen sink cake, which is great if you're not a baker, and it's a handy one that you can throw together in 20 minutes. So I figure I better get back to some healthy recipes after all of these sweet treats that I've been putting up on the blog over the last couple of days. Other things that have been going on this week, we finally found out that the four-year-old got his school place, which has been a huge relief for us. Something that we truly believe in is that educating our children through the means of the Irish language is very important to us. So if we hadn't got a place for him in school, in an Irish language school here close to home, then we would have had to travel for that. Now, we would have done it, but it's going to be far, far easier now that we know that he doesn't have to travel. He's already attending Irish language Montessori. What else has been going on? I'm just still trying to get to grips with the horrible weather and the lack of sunshine. I really feel like it's getting in on my mood. And quite frankly, if it weren't for the Irish Parenting Bloggers group and my family and various other people kind of tipping in and saying hello and having a bit of banter with people, that I think it would really, really get in on me an awful lot more. I'm seriously looking forward to longer days and, you know, maybe some sunshine. You know, the rain over the last couple of days has been absolutely dire. And yesterday when I got back in from collecting the four-year-old from Montessori, I literally stood into the hall and basically dripped into a puddle for a good 3 minutes. So and it's raining again now. I can just see it against the window. But you know what? Spring is coming. It is going to get an awful lot better. And the next thing is that I need to sit down and I need to work out my seed order for the year and plan out the allotment and figure out what we're going to grow, what we're not going to grow. And also, I have to get in touch with the Department of Agriculture because I have to figure out, not figure out, but I know how to do it, but I have to organise a herd number for our herd of pigs. So that's kind of next on the list. Oh, and on Tuesday, I'll be making my icebreaker speech in the new local Toastmasters. So that's going to be a fairly big deal for me, and I'm hoping that they'll permit me to podcast it, and if I do, I'll pop it up on Audioboo. So listen, whatever you're doing over the next week, have a great time. I'm off to close curtains, crank up the heating and pull out the blankets, and I think we'll all get into some pajamas and snuggle up on the sofa and have some quality family time over the next couple of hours and appreciate the fact that we're in a warm, snug and dry house and not outside exposed to the elements. Have a great week. Bye.